Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene. The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, that's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
Was like,
'Cause
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code Stephanie Class X and get yourself.
Hey, Jason. I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
Let's get back to the show.
I've always liked porn.
Right.
My favorite porn has always been swinger porn, group sex porn, that kind of thing.
Right.
So that idea of just like multiple people
Just in.
just not giving a fuck, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like this is just pure pleasure, That is just such a cool idea to me. So I've never been one to shy away from a dream,
Right,
let's
like if
say.
you get an idea in your head.
I want to be a rock star. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pursue those dreams, and I'll get pretty goddamn close until I get bored and pursue something else.
Right.
So, I had this idea that maybe there's really swingers clubs in the world. You know what I mean?
You're
Like,
like,
is that
yes.
really a thing? I just remember typing into Google, swingers club. And it popped up because we were near Nashville. The Social Club.
Right.
I remember clicking on it, and it was basically like it was a club, and they allowed on-premises play.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh my God, there's something like this. And not only is there, it's like near me.
Yeah, you know, it's only like 45 minutes away.
And it's active. There's events, you know. I'm so curious. So I remember being like, Stephanie, let's check this out. And she's like, no.
And I was like, no.
And I was like, oh, come on. We'll just go watch. Just want to go see. You're not like, curious? You're and she goes, me. No, I'm not. I'm fine. And I was like, but I'm dying to know. And she's like, no.
I'd rather not.
And I was like, okay, what if, because my birthday was coming up, I said, what if for my birthday, we just said, we'll go out to Nashville, we'll get something to eat real quick, and then we'll go to this club. And she was like, fine, but we're not doing anything. We're just looking. I was like, yep, cool, whatever. So
I'm in.
So I reach out to the club. I send them an email. And I say, hey, what is the best day for us to come and visit? You know, I was like, we're young. Our first time, my wife is super, super shy.
Super nervous.
I was like, I got one shot at this, essentially. Like, what is the best day to come for newbies? And the guy goes, Thursday. Thursday is a really good night for you to come. And I was like, awesome.
Cool.
We'll so we plan Thursday. Our entire day around Thursday. Because this is pre-kids. That was when we could just do whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted. It was crazy concepts.
Great time.
But so we plan our day. We get out there. And it's in like a warehouse district area of Nashville. Weird and we had to park across the street. And you were wearing a dress, I think, and heels. So we had to like walk across the parking lot and across the street into this little thing. And I remember as we walked through the doors, the carpet had like pictures or silhouettes of like strippers on it. There was like women in the carpet. In the carpet design. So we go in, we check in, because you have to sign all these forms and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we pay our money or whatever, and then we go down the stairs. And down the stairs is kind of where the dance floor is and stuff.
Right.
And then down the stairs, there's the dance floor. And I remember going down there, and there's like a bunch of tables and stuff. And we just kind of go sit down as a BYOB.
Yeah.
So we each had our own beer can.
Right.
Nothing
crazy.
Nothing crazy. And there was a few older couples that were sitting like in front of us, I guess. I don't know. It was weird. It was like they had a buffet. There was food like laid out, which I don't think I've ever gone to a swingers club and been like, let me chow down on this food.
Yeah, no. I mean, other than
Hito.
Yeah, or Jamaica. Or
where we
yeah.
had no choice. But
right.
Anyways, so there's older couples sitting down, whatever. And I remember there's this fucking golden retriever walking around, which was easily my favorite part of the night. Because,
yeah.
You know, they give the awkward people the dog, you know.
Yeah. We'd rather hang out with the dog than we would people.
Yeah, the dog just happens to get us usually. But I remember the guy comes up, the owner comes up, he introduces himself, and he's old dude, like 70 years old probably.
Right.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I used to be the editor for the largest swingers lifestyle magazine or whatever it was. And he was bragging about it. And we're just like, we don't care. We don't know anything about this. He ended up introducing us to this single guy that ended up taking us upstairs and showing us the upstairs area. And the upstairs area had like, it had a group playroom, it had individual playrooms, and it had like a billiard area.
Like TV.
TV and stuff like that. So he's showing us around real quick. He was cool and he knew we were new. And honestly, of that whole night, he was probably the only one that had any sort of sense to not like
Be pushy.
But whatever it was, he showed us around. It was cool. And we get up there and we decide we're going to stay up there and play pool because it was awkward with all the older people.
Everybody was just kind of sitting around. We're always like early to everything. So it was like, oh, club opens up at like 10 or whatever it was.
We're there at 10.
Yeah. Like we're there super early.
So we're also the youngest by like 20 years. And at this point, it was probably like 30 years. But it's fine because, again, we just wanted to see what happened when things started getting going. And by we, I mean me. So we're playing pool. And as we're playing, which we don't play pool.
No.
But we're awkwardly shooting things around the table.
And, like, awkwardly looking around.
Yeah, trying to act like we fit in. And this larger gentleman comes up and kind of, like, meanders closer to us. And he goes, hey, just want to let you know that if you are interested in having somebody watch you have sex tonight, I would like to volunteer. Because I am the owner of a local nudist club. I'd love to have you come by sometime. All ages are welcome. But I'd love to watch you guys.
Just let me know.
And I was like, you know, it's our first time. Nobody's going to be watching us do anything tonight. We are literally here as observers. And he goes, okay, well, whenever you're ready.
Let me know.
And it was just really weird. It was super creepy. He was like huffy puffy.
Like, it was like the walk from the couch to the billiards.
It was just a lot for him to handle.
Right. I'm like, I was going to have a heart attack because there's just a lot of stimulation going on.
So, and he was very, very unattractive, obviously, because he was just... It was a lot. So we decide, let's break off from this billiards area because this dude is not getting the hint to walk away and stop staring at us.
Because, yeah, we've told him many times. It's our first time. We're not doing anything. And he just wasn't getting it.
Yeah. So we walk off to these solo rooms they have. They're like almost like dressing rooms.
I was going to say, they're like a dressing room type thing.
And the second we get in there, we hear a knock at the door. And you're kind of having like a mini panic attack.
Already to begin with.
I'm already being like regretting my decision.
You're like, well, you know.
I fucked this up, but.
Yeah, so at this point, I'm already having a mini panic attack. This was more than I bargained for, I think. So, we're just in the room. I'm trying to gain my composure. You're trying to make sure that we leave happy and in one piece, because you're like, this may have gone too far. So,
I go and answer the door by like cracking it open. And lo and behold, who is on the other side? But the big man that owns the nudist resort. And he says, hey, you guys ready for me? To which case I respond, get the fuck out of here. No. You know, like, get away. And at this point, Steph is just, like, fucking done. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go.
You're like, yeah, this
so
is too
I pull her out, and on our way out, I start to hear noises coming from down the hall. And I'm like, hey, Steph, what are those noises? And you're like, I don't know, let's go.
No, I don't want to find out.
And I'm like, okay, but we spent like $100 to get here. Let's just go find out. Let's just go look and see what this is. So, you know, side note. Of all the people that we saw there, we thought there was a lot of guys.
Yes.
Like a lot. There was a few...
I mean, there was couples.
There was a few couples.
Not a lot. A few.
But they quickly disappeared. I think they may have been there for the dinner. Like, I think they may have been, like, part of, like, the owner's friends group. Because suddenly we're looking around and there's just all men.
Right.
And
all guys.
There's one woman walking around with slut written across her pants. And, So, going back to these noises that we hear.
Yes.
I convince you to go take a look with me. And
you're like, it's on the way out. Come on. Let's just go peek.
So we see a group of guys. Like
not just like a group. It was like
a huddled mass of men. Just in this one room. And then we see our gal with the slut written across her shorts.
Right.
Just going to town on all of these dudes. There's probably taking like, what, multiple cocks.
Like four or five.
Yeah. And there was probably 15 waiting.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like.
So the crowd sees Steph, who is obviously a beautiful, you know, 23, 24 year old woman.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we want you sucking.
We're like, hop on.
And they start grabbing at her and try to pull her in.
And I was like, no.
And she's
no,
like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, yeah, no, we're getting out of here.
They're like, no, come on, come on. Why don't you scooch in closer so you can see?
Come on, you can get a better look, see what she's doing. And I'm like, nope, nope, nope. So I pull her ass out of there, and I'm like, sorry, sorry, sorry.
And all the guys were like, aw. I'm like, yeah, nope, nope, not doing
this. So we go downstairs, and she's like, I got to take a breath before we, like,
get out of here.
And so we go sit in this booth.
Because it was just so overwhelming. Like, just, I couldn't even, like, process, like, how to leave. Like, it was that overwhelming.
So we go slide into this booth, and it's like one of those, like, circular booths.
Right.
To where it's, like, awkward, like, there's that awkward corner area.
Like that center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember we slide in and you're just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, this is a lot, you know, sorry, maybe we need to find another time to come. And you're just like contemplating life. And I'm like, I fucked everything up. And then this dude comes and slides in next to you.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, so what do you say we go play? And I'm like, God damn it. Like, fucking stop. No. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Because, like, to us, like, when we were reading about the swinger lifestyle, like, we were told that if you say no, no means no. Like, in that it was supposed to be, like, a super respectful thing. And, like, we keep telling these people.
We just also weren't expecting to get propositioned as much as we were.
Right.
It was just really uncomfortable. So we're just like, okay, we got to get out of here.
We're like, we're leaving. See you later. And then we just basically got up and left him in the booth.
Yep. So as we're leaving, we see the owner sitting out on the front steps with his beautiful golden retriever. Beautiful golden retriever. Luscious. Luscious locks of hair. I think I remember that thing better than anything else that night. Yeah. But he goes, so, that was your first visit? And I was like, you know, man, I got to be honest with you. It kind of sucked. I was like,
we didn't have a whole lot of fun.
Like, nobody took no for an answer. Where are all the couples? There was, like, no women. And he goes, well, what'd you expect? You came on Gangbang Thursday.
Yeah. It all made sense after that.
I could not fucking believe that this asshole told me to bring my young wife,
who was brand new
to the lifestyle, to Gangbang Thursday.
I just don't think he was thinking. I think he just thought, hey, this is a slow night. Either that or he was like, hey, let's just throw her into the deep end to start.
Maybe, but like, good Lord.
Not a very good business tactic, whatever the word is.
So, I think this kind of the start, though, right, is like, after that, it opened up a lot more discussions for us, right?
Right.
So it was weird, but the more we talked about it, the more we laughed about it.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, like, on the way home, I feel like it was just such a quiet ride home, because we were both just like, oh no, like, or maybe I was just thinking like, oh no, I can't do this, I can't do this, and you maybe didn't know what to say, but I just remember it being like a really quiet ride home. And then we, like, got home. It was late, so we just kind of, like, I think maybe we, I don't even remember if we, like, messed around or if we just, like.
I'm pretty sure we just went to bed.
I'm pretty sure we, like, went to bed. Nobody talked about anything. And then you just kind of, like, slowly, like, we started, like, finding the funny things that were happening that night. Like, oh, remember how that one person did, you know, like just little things to like.
You start laughing about it and you start realizing that, like, yes, all this stuff happened, but it happened to you together. So right. It's fine. And then you start realizing, well, damn it. My day-to-day life is kind of boring. The stories are pretty funny. You know what I mean? Like,
I can't believe that actually happened.
Yeah, like, I wonder what would happen if I just... What if it was just the wrong time that we went? You know what I mean? Like, what if we go back and it's a different crowd? And what if the situation was different? And I should also mention, if I haven't already, that I am a wonderful salesman.
Right.
If I was not doing this, I would be selling...
Anything.
Anything. And it should also be worth noting that Stephanie loves to be sold.
I guess.
So
I am the target audience for any, you know, marketer, you know, that you go to. I am the person that they want.
So I saw opportunities to be like, you know, let's just try this again.
Right.
Let's see. And you were so nervous. I could tell you.
It was so uncomfortable.
You didn't want to say no, but you didn't want to say yes. And I would say there was a solid like 9 years in our relationship where you just never gave a solid answer to anything.
Right.
It was just maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
It was tough.
It was tough because I could tell that I think you wanted to, but you just didn't. No.
Or like.
There's too many possible outcomes for you for right. What could happen when we go to these things.
And I hate that. So, I like it just knowing it's cut and dry and be like, this is what's going to happen. It, you know, you go from point A to point B and then you go home or whatever. Like, but when you go to those kinds of things, it's like a whole like spider web of
so many different things. Yeah. So we did end up going back to the social club a couple months later. And I remember it was a little different.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with. Because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know with their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump. You know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the spicy pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go.
In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.